This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be here. And I also want to thank you, and thank you for being here as well. And welcome. That's the new theme.
The orchestra's tuning out before the show. Mike and I got some food from a place.
Yeah, we went to...
it's going to be a little bit of a meal.
Sure, we're going to be snacky boys.
It's going to be a snacky episode.
I got these chips, man. They're made by this company called Garden of Eaton.
I'm into the name, yeah.
But the chips are called Red Hot Blues. And what would you assume from that name, Steve?
Well, usually when something is red hot...
Red hot.
It's dangerous.
Dangerously hot.
When something's red hot... Mm-hmm. Don't touch it.
You know what, of course, that's in reference to. Back in the welding times.
Oh, I was going to say, was it Red Hot Riding Hood?
Hot Riding Hood, that super hot lady who ate up all the porridge in the forest.
And who made a dog real horny in a nightclub.
Wait a minute, what? I didn't hear. Maybe I didn't read all the way through.
You know what? You don't know what Red Hot Riding Hood is? Mm-mm. You've seen The Mask. With James Gary?
Oh, yeah, maybe twice. I never liked it.
It's okay. We don't have to talk about that.
He's going to listen to this.
Hang on, let me write this down so that way you're not on that first time show episode. Oh, actually, you could be on that one.
Well, I've seen it.
Because I know, but you don't like it.
Uh-huh.
The dynamic is someone who doesn't like it, someone who loves it, and someone who's never seen it.
And all those people fit on the couch?
There's only three people.
Huh. Do you think you have that kind of couch?
You want to write it down again? One person doesn't like it.
I already wrote it down. Okay. I mean, I'll write it again next time.
In The Mask. This is the reason why I'm bringing up The Mask with Red Hot Riding Hood is because in The Mask, this is where most people will recognize this character. Uh-huh. But in The Mask, he becomes a wolf that wolf whistles at the girl who's dancing on the stage. Remember that? He turns into a wolf and he goes, "Woo!" And his eyes pop out and his tongue rolls down and
shit.
I can
see that happening, yeah.
Well, that's from an old Tex Avery cartoon called Red Hot Riding Hood.
Uh-huh.
And it's this girl who's dancing in a nightclub and the dog is like super horny.
Yeah. Originally called Super Horny Dog. Super Horny Dog has a night on the town. I want that one.
Super Horny Dog enjoys some alcoholic beverages.
Super Horny Dog enjoys a drink while watching a dame dance.
Super Horny Dog in a 21 and over club.
18-year-old dog is 21 to crawl, 18 to drink, party.
Hair of the Horny Dog that bit you. That's what that one's called.
Starring a large Tom Hanks.
So Mike and I were talking about how before we started recording, you were talking about little seizures.
I certainly was.
Pizza.
Yeah, you remember? It's the only pizza that you can eat as an adult that tastes exactly like school pizza.
Do you think a doctor has ever told a patient,
"You're going to have to eat less
have,
little
seizures"? No, you're going to have little seizures. Sometimes you're going to have little seizures. Listen, on this medication.
You are what we refer to in the medical field as an epileptic. So if you're sitting home watching anime at 4 a.m., chances are you're going to have a little seizures.
And I know it sounds crazy, Brad, but at the end of the day, what's going to happen is...
Oh, man. Steve, that's for you. That's for
Stacking
you.
Stacking breaks for Mike?
Stacking breaks on the podcast.
Thanks, Mike.
Which is almost impossible because Owen doesn't like us enough to pay full attention.
No.
And I am a comedian, so I notoriously will never give up laughs.
But if you take a look at Owen's feet, you can tell when we're talking about him, he can hear us.
I think I've said this previously, but I just like knowing that he's alive over there by looking at his
You just
got to
look at his feet.
Yeah. Owen's all feet.
On the, and
that.
You should see him on the dance floor.
Six left feet, that guy.
Why did we start talking about Little Caesars? Before the podcast?
because we were going to get lunch.
I found the chicken bone in the pot pie.
That happened afterwards.
And then you were like, man, there's this Little Caesars thing that's like $5.
$4, if you can imagine.
Like, what brought that up? Does it not matter?
I saw a commercial. It doesn't matter.
In the conversation. Okay, well, anyway, we were talking about, Mike brought up, go ahead, a Little Caesars. Go ahead and take a drink.
You needed to interrupt me to say that.
Yeah. Go ahead and have a drink, and then we'll get back.
You can wait until afterwards.
Okay. So Mike and I were, before the podcast started, we're talking about Little Caesars.
I was just watching TV the other day, and there was a commercial that said you can get a rectangle of pizza, good size rectangular pizza from the commercial, and a beverage for $4. And it was like geared towards high school kids getting out early for a snow day.
Now, is this rectangle about the size of a child's coffin? Like a baby coffin?
Are you worried about getting buried in the box that it comes in? No, man, it was like a fucking...
Oh, smaller than a baby's coffin.
Probably about the Nintendo Switch.
That little box right there?
You can't fit a full-size baby in one.
Okay, so like the Nintendo Switch. Okay, so $4 for a Nintendo Switch-sized pizza pie and a soda pop.
And some crazy flavor of Mountain Dew that you've never heard of until you go into a Little Caesars.
Mountain Dew outrage.
Mountain Dew kitchen floor. Extreme.
Mountain Dew avalanche.
Blueberry avalanche.
Guys, you guys gotta try the new Mountain Dew Razor Sharp.
Who is...
When you take a drink of it, your tongue's gonna bleed. That's how sharp it is.
Drink one in the shower.
And I'll tell you what, you're gonna be able to play Call of Duty all goddamn night. You drink that goddamn Razor Sharp Mountain Dew, you little shit.
Dude, I want to be in that building, wherever they're at, and I want to look at their, like, poster person, you know? I want to know
one coming up with designs.
Who are we selling? Every time you think about selling a bottle of Mountain Dew, what does that person look like?
You know what they look like. You see them in your head.
Yeah, but I want to see somebody else's interpretation.
Okay, so right now we're just assigning the audience, if you're an artist or not, if you'd like to draw the first thing that comes to mind when you think of who Mountain Dew is marketed towards.
Yeah. We'll call it hashtag do for you.
Do for you. Dynamic duper.
Dynamic banter.
Do the do-namic. Do-namic.
Do, just dynamic banter, but spell it with all X's.
And add a beep, 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 beep.
Holy shit, man. But I would love to see that. Also, this, speaking of crazy flavors of shit... There is this thing in the checkout aisle, this little packet of powder that looks not unlike a vitamin C packet of powder. Drank mix. Made by Alpha Brain. Instant is what it's called.
And this isn't a sponsor.
No, not a sponsor at all. They sponsor Mad Podcast, so if it works, I definitely want to hit them up.
Ooh, maybe we can get them.
But it's this company called Onnit, and they make this thing called Alpha Brain. Which I think was, it's all like natural vitamins and botanicals made with earth-grown botanicals. It's amino acids and vitamin B6, but it's supposed to like help your memory and focus. And normally I'm like, this is a snake oil type shit.
You're a little
shit.
Skeptical, yeah.
But I've heard about this shit for so long, and it's a sponsor of so many podcasts that aren't ours that I listen to. And I'm always like, and go ahead and open the door. I'm always like, if there's anything that can get my focus on point that isn't like a Ritalin or whatever, I want to try that.
What's wrong with Ritalin?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just I don't know if I need it.
Okay.
So I don't want to put like a unnatural thing in me if I don't need it, which is a philosophy I wish I had all my life. You guys almost ready over there?
And they're still tuning up. They're tuning up all their cellos. We got 17 cellos over here.
I hope you guys are ready.
When Mike brought up the $4 deal at Little Caesars, it reminded me that yesterday...
Welcome back to Mostly Chewing.
Bree and I went to drive-thru Taco Bell, and we each got... Here, I'll just tell you our order. You ready for this?
Is this like your regular everyday?
No.
Different order.
Different order. This was like, this was a different order, yeah.
Okay.
Bree had not tried the fries, the Taco Bell fries. Have you tried the Taco Bell fries?
No, I'm in the same boat.
Oh, fuck, they're so good.
Okay. I've heard bad things, and then
those people are absolutely wrong.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Let's take a caller.
Let's do that.
Okay. And I want to ask them if they've had the Taco Bell fries. And then I want you, regardless of how this goes, to send this conversation to Taco Bell.
Okay.
So they could send me things as well. I want to get $505 gift certificate. I would give them to homeless people.
Shh. Mike, we're taking a call. Shh.
Been forwarded to an automatic...
son of a bitch. All right, well, if that person calls back, then we'll...
Okay.
Anyway.
So you had the... Brie had not tried the fries.
Had not tried the fries. So we got an order of the fries. And then she got a bean and cheese burrito al fresco.
What does that mean?
I think they put salsa in it.
Okay.
Fresh tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
She's a vegetarian. And,
Humble.
And I got a beefy, Fritos burrito, whatever it's called. The beefy Fritos crunch or whatever. It's just like a burrito.
I'll sit here so you get it right.
They put Fritos, crispy Frito chips inside of a burrito.
Oh.
It's very good. And,
What a partnership.
Oh, and a side of grilled chicken to give to Riggs. We had Riggs
very
with us.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice?
Very
nice.
Did he ask? She asked for that?
She didn't. No, but I'll tell you what. She loved it because normally she eats the same dog food every day.
And now.
And today she got a little treat. And you know what I did? I mixed it in with her food.
Oh.
So that the grilled
now
chicken.
She thinks. Oh, shit, man. You fucked that dog up for. You've disappointed that dog for a month because
no,
of what
she's
you
real dumb.
Do.
She doesn't remember that happened at all.
Not dumb enough.
An
to
hour after it happened, she was dumb and mm-hmm. she forgot. So
she's a furry goldfish.
So here's the thing: furry goldfish is my favorite Dr. Seuss book. So anyway, so we ordered a lot of stuff, Mike. How much do you think that came out to?
I'm gonna say $25 even.
You're close.
$24 half.
$5.
$5. That's not that much stuff, man.
Are you kidding me?
One order of fries. With old chips in it. One order of fries. A side of something. It has a side in the title.
And another burrito.
And another burrito. Yeah, that's about a fiver.
That's four meal items. Those aren't four.
Meal items, not like, meal...
You couldn't get an appetizer at any restaurant for that much.
Okay.
And that's not your meal.
Well, have you ever been to a happy hour? Because happy hour is
okay,
normally
that's true.
Like $5
that's true.
Things.
Okay.
But on the regular, any
on the
night
regular.
Out.
My point is, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. Sorry, the ghosts, they get a little weird.
There it goes.
We've maybe talked about this before, but bad food is really cheap, man.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's scary.
Get it in you.
It's fucking terrifying.
Pump it on into
it. Get it into your bloodstream. Irreversible damage to your intricate body.
If we could sell you a syringe, we would, but we got to make it taste like something.
Destroy your body over time without realizing it.
But we gave it a cute name, and it's mostly like a purple color scheme.
And it's cheap as fuck, and you can't afford anything else.
And all your friends are doing it.
It's hard to not think when someone says that there's a conspiracy that the government is trying to kill the poor.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to, like, that's some pretty tinfoil hat shit.
Yeah.
But it's really hard not to think about it when you start to realize what's going on.
Let's look at, welcome back to What's Going On.
The conspiracy part, we do it to ourselves. We eat the bad food. We big brothered ourselves.
Yeah. Here's what a conspiracy is. I learned this from watching a documentary.
And I also learned what'll wake Owen up to talk to us.
Welcome to Woke Owen.
Well, going.
Conspiracies are what people do when they don't have the emotional capacity to understand what is happening.
And when they're scared.
When they're scared, they're like, oh, it's happening because of this, and now I understand it.
You're trying to process something that's too traumatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's too traumatic there is you're eating Taco Bell every day regardless of what it does to you. And right. You don't want it. You know you shouldn't be fine with it. But it's like, well, they're trying to kill us, so it might as well.
Well, I just feel like not many people are aware that that might be what that is. And it's like, yeah, sure, we have the choice. Uh-oh, he's walking over.
Oh, shit.
Watch out.
Oh,
Mike.
Shit, he's got an earbud in.
What most people don't realize or even think about is that they don't think about anything above, like, the idea of buying really cheap food.
Right.
They just, that's it. They're just like, that's good food, mm-hmm. and it only costs a dollar.
Yeah. Tastes good.
Tastes good. They don't think about the ramifications of why, how that ended up in your hand.
Did your mom ever say the thing? My mom used to say this all the time. You could have things two of three ways. Good, easy, and cheap.
No, good, but that's good cheap. Advice for sure.
It always works, man. It's like one of those
Zen diagrams.
It's like one of those Zen diagrams. So the idea is you could either have, it's two of the three, good, fast, and cheap. So if it's
Which
good
is
and
one of the Fast and Furious movies.
If it's good and fast, chances are you're gonna have to pay a lot of money for it to be a quality thing. If it's cheap and good, chances are it's not gonna be fast,
and you're gonna pay for it in the long run,
and you're gonna pay for it with your stomach lining at some point.
But if you're depressed from being poor all the time,
but if you're depressed, then the rule doesn't apply. So it doesn't matter. You could have anything any way you want it.
Well, if you're depressed, you can get help. That's what that is.
And that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Get some goddamn help if you're depressed. So anyway, Mike,
can I tell you what I order?
Sure.
There, I haven't been there in a long time. Steve, I'm trying to do no bread.
Ugh.
And not a abundance of dairy.
God,
I'm trying
bless
to do
you.
No dairy. I've done no bread as an Italian person. Ugh. For several weeks now.
How you doing,
since
man?
We were in Boston, and I'm just unhappy, but I feel a little better, and I feel like I'm at the point where, and I've started playing basketball more, and I'm trying to like do more shit. Even just around the house, because I work on that fucking morning show constantly. So yeah. I'll take a break, and I'll just do push-ups until I'm sick of that, and then I'll go back to the morning show. And I feel like my body's starting to turn the corner to be more tighter or to be slightly healthier. But God, there's nothing I love more than bread.
It's amazing.
Or a sandwich. And a sandwich is such an easy fucking thing. So...
And it's so good.
So good.
And you
always.
Can't, there's no sandwich on this planet without bread that's good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there isn't.
If there is,
I dare you to share it with
I
us.
Dare you to send me a picture of it under the hashtag.
Send us information about it. Yeah.
Duran Duran. So I haven't been to Taco Bell in a while, but when I would go, it would normally be way late at night after a stand-up show, feeling like I have to reward myself for doing a moderately good job, depending on where you were sitting in the room.
Sure.
And I would go and I would get two cheesy gordita crunches.
Mm.
And I would get one or two fiery tacos, locos, Doritos, locos, buenos.
Mmm. Ay, 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 mijo.
Because those are my favorite.
Sabes que,
I'm searching for the words you don't know.
Muy delicioso, mi amigo. Órale, andale.
Did you know that? Never mind. That's just good stuff.
This piece of meat in my mouth is just...
That's going to be there for a while.
It's going to be here for 3 hours.
Dude,
if I don't do something about it.
That's the thing about hot bar meat, man. It's there. That's not going to dissolve, man. That's you got to put work into that. That's not just going to go.
I'm chewing cud over here.
Do you ever... Dude, last night we had ramen, and the ramen place that we go to is so good that sometimes I take a break and I put it down and I look up at the sky or the ceiling.
The heavens.
And I'm like, thank you for all the different combinations of flavors that make up what we're doing now.
And I learned.
You know, I'll tell you, man, we wouldn't have a ramen if it wasn't for the good U.S. of A. letting in those immigrants.
Amen. Amen.
So think about that.
Same thing with Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm. And Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Other ones.
I mean, let's be honest.
El Pollo Loco.
Americans maybe one day would have stolen it anyway.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Everything else.
Oh, definitely.
But I'll tell you this. It wouldn't be made by the people who originated these foods.
You gotta. It has to be invented somewhere.
And you can't replicate love.
I think Albert Einstein said that.
You can't replicate ganas, and you cannot replicate culture.
Do you remember when your mom made tamales?
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, go ahead and share these with Mike if you want.
You did? The if you want was a pretty important part.
Oh, can I apologize to you for something?
Okay.
Julia Fang came to our live show. And she gave me like 7 boxes of Pocky, and she gave you no boxes of Pocky.
Yeah.
And I put those in my my cabinet, and I slowly ate 7 boxes of Pocky. And the intention was to always be like, on Thursday, I'll bring Steve at least 2 out of the 7.
So can I just say, though, that I appreciate you apologizing?
Who says something next?
All right. So, first order of business here. 20 minutes in.
Welcome to the podcast.
I've got another text conversation between Mike and I that I'd like to share.
Can I say one thing about this honest stuff?
Oh, sure.
So,
how does it taste?
I've never had this before. It tastes fine. It tastes like a very natural. It's like peach flavored, so it made my water kind of peach flavored. If this conversation gets more interesting and more focused by the end of the podcast, you have to let me know. I don't know how long it takes to kick in, but if it seems like I'm fucking killing it, you gotta let me know.
Okay.
Afterwards.
All right. How long does it take to kick in, you think?
Dude, the last 5 minutes of this podcast
are gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be out of control.
Okay.
Watch out, Joe Rogan.
All right. Mike Falzone sent me a message yesterday.
Do I have time for...
Go ahead. And said this.
Dynamic banter tomorrow at 10?
Do you remember saying that? Do you remember texting me that?
I didn't say it like that, but yeah.
Dynamic banter tomorrow
banter. At 10. Dynamic banter.
That's how I say it when I'm alone.
Dynamic banter tomorrow at 10?
And I said,
yes.
And then I said,
kiss Mark. Kiss Mark.
And then I said,
to kiss.
And then I also, and then I said,
1, 2.
Oh no, Mike said 1, 2. And then I said,
S-H-H-H, 1, 2.
Which is meant to be, shh, 1, 2.
1, 2. That's how I took it.
That's it. What do you guys think? No. Then Mike said this.
I have a call at 10:30. Do I want to do it before or after? 1, 2.
Hey, wait, hold on. He said.
I have a call at 10:30. Do you want to do it before or after? 1, 2.
Added a 1, 2 in there.
I think that the computer voice is bad at bits.
And then I said.
After.
And then I said,
wait, did you just ask me if I wanted to record dynamic banter at 10 a.m. and then proceed to tell me that you have a call at 10:30 a.m.?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Before I even answer for this?
Uh-huh.
If you had done that to me, that's verbatim the exact text that I would have
said. I know. I thought verbatim. About how you would have responded to that.
Yeah. That also shows you where my mental state is.
I channeled you. And then this is what your response to that was.
Yes.
And then I said,
most honest person in the room.
I said,
okay, good.
And then
to kiss.
And then Mike said,
I'll come over and apologize for being a flawed human being.
And then said,
please unlock the gate.
on its way over right now.
And then I said,
no, this is good. It'll be a great new text-to-speech bit for the show.
And here we are.
And then Mike said,
I'm glad one of us is happy.
And then he also said,
because I'm furious. Richard Furious.
And then he continued to say,
nice to meet you.
And then he said,
new one, two.
And then I said,
like Kevin Hart on the back of a truck on a treadmill yelling at 8 a.m. furious.
And you said,
I don't think I'll ever be that mad again.
And then I said,
good to know. I can't wait for you to hear this new horn I got.
And then Mike said,
oh no.
And said,
honk it from inside Kevin Hart's box.
And that's the end of that bit.
I'll tell you this, man. That thing did not catch on. You look like the junkyard dog right now. I want you to know that.
Oh, that,
that campaign did not catch on, no. Man. That should
they
have
really wanted it to.
I think it pissed off too many people.
They thought it was going to blow up.
I think that people are smart enough to be like, if we give love to this, he's going to wake all of us up.
He's going to wake up our hearts.
Could you imagine? I think the only place where I would have been more mad than in my bed sleeping next to my beautiful wife is in traffic going to the job that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so pissed off. People are on this street, on this highway, are so fucking pissed off.
Oh, everyone on this main street here, yeah.
People honk their horn here like I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
I've been to New York City 10,000 times. I've lived in Boston, Connecticut, where people are generally kind of angry at each other all the time.
Chicago.
Chicago. I went there once. I've never heard horns like this in my life that I hear every single morning.
Yeah, it's interesting, like... So here's an update on this Kevin Hart in a treadmill box thing, because a lot of people are still tweeting us about it, even though we've both tweeted that we know about it.
Like
now.
It's the first time. Hey, don't know if you've seen this yet.
Yeah.
Unless it's Kevin Hart addressing
3 weeks
us,
later.
That's the new rule. Unless Kevin Hart made a video response to us, I don't want to hear about
the
it.
The only person that should be tweeting us if we've seen this update on the Kevin Hart treadmill machine is Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart himself.
Because, yes, this is confirmation. Mike and I have both, we're both aware that it was Kevin Hart in a treadmill, on a treadmill in the back of a clear box on a truck, because the ad has now appeared on Instagram and Twitter. Nike tweeted it out.
Great. Hope it's doing great.
And I watched it, and it's incredibly short, first of all. It's not funny.
And hey, Nike, you could do better with our song that we did last week. And we woke up zero people to
in
make
fact,
that song.
Yeah, if you want to email us and we can work together on making that song a thing.
I'll tell you right now, I never like to speak for Steve in business settings, but we will take 25% of whatever Kevin Hart is charging.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll take 15%. Mike and I will split the measly 15% of what you paid Kevin Hart.
$10 million.
We'll take the $3 million.
We don't need a truck. We don't need to wake people up.
Oh, we'll make something so amazing.
It's already made.
And honestly, here's what I would do.
Give it to one of our many animator friends and sell you 1,000 pairs of
sneakers. No, Mike, I've got a better idea. Here's what we do.
Go ahead.
We take the song we made. We finish it. We give it a couple verses.
Oh, I'm done.
Couple choruses. You're out.
Oh, I'm done with the
song.
You
don't want it anymore. Okay, great. Listen, I'll add a couple choruses and we'll end the song, and then we'll turn it into, we'll shoot it like a Live Aid, We Are the World type song with us in
only
internet personalities.
Yeah, only internet personalities. And they're all doing it. They're all singing in the back of a truck down the freeway.
All these memes are stuck in the back of this box truck.
People, and there's way too many. They're
pressed up against the glass and shit.
The glass is fogging from all the heat in there.
But here's the thing. Here's how you don't piss off the neighbors. There's no PA system.
No, it's all inside.
So you could tell.
You could just see them singing, but you can't hear what they're singing.
You could tell that their mouths were moving. Maybe they're calling for help.
They look uncomfortable. They're sweating.
There's one microphone in there.
And if God help me, someone farts in there. God help us all if someone wore not enough deodorant. I'll tell you what, that truck, as soon as you open that door, it's like when they open the Ark of the Covenant at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. The spirits of everyone's farts are going to come out.
That's a bad smell Ark.
It's not a funny ad, and I'll tell you, I think they expected a bigger reaction out of it because it's Kevin Hart, and he's running on a treadmill! What are you, nuts?
Is that zany Ryder voice?
Hold on. Yeah. Guys, please this is so random!
I'm head writer, and okay. you're pitching it.
Okay.
Hey, guys, well, good morning. Everybody got their coffee? Everybody ready? Good, we got that.
All right, way to stop you because I've got the idea. You ready for this idea, guys? Well, good morning.
It's Kevin. Okay. Kevin.
Kev. Everyone, take a break because I've got the idea. Okay, who's ever heard of a treadmill?
Oh, okay. Kevin has an idea. Okay. Kevin, come over here and tell us your idea, bud. He's running around. He has a trunk. He has a whole trunk. Yeah, you're not. Kev,
you ever heard of a treadmill, guys? Everyone take a break. It's lunchtime because guess what? I've got the idea. What do we got? Kevin Hart. Everyone loves him. As soon as you see him, you're cracking up.
Uh-huh.
The second you see Kevin Hart's face, you're busting up laughing harder than you've ever laughed in your life.
He's funny.
Because he's so fucking funny, and if you just look at his face, you know he's about to say something funny.
Very funny.
So imagine Kevin Hart, as funny as he is, on a treadmill. Excuse me, my nose is getting plugged. The back of the truck is clear. And he's riding in a truck, and he's running on a treadmill. How hilarious is that? Everybody, I'll give you a minute to laugh.
Does anyone have any... any other ideas from anyone in the back? Or... if there's no ideas, we're going with Kevin's idea. All right, Kevin, you got it. What's the proposed budget? We already said yes. We already said yes.
He's still pitching it.
I got to tell the mailroom about this.
It's going to cost us $15 million, but I'll tell you what. It's going to be a viral hit.
Holy shit, are people going to retweet this, and no one's going to be upset that they got woken up.
People are going to share the fuck out of it with their grandparents. And I'll tell you what, I could picture every old man laughing at that boy on a treadmill.
Everyone, all grandparents love a clear truck.
Every grandpa in town is going to love that truck.
Holy shit, man. And it didn't work. I don't want shoes because of it. Shoes are the last thing I'm thinking of when I picture Kevin Hart waking up my entire neighborhood. Oh, man, what would make this better? Well, I could buy a new pair of shoes.
I love how they tried to, like, cut in shots of people's reactions. And nobody's happy about it.
No one's happy about it.
No one's smiling. It's just people, like, taking pictures.
Yeah, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. And that's the thing now, man. You just want to be a part of it. If everyone's talking about it, it doesn't have to be good. Not to say Kevin Hart's not funny. Kevin Hart has said numerous funny things. I've seen
Nobody
him say,
talking about it.
Yet no one would be talking about it if it was good.
Nobody was talking about it,
is what Owen is saying from very far away. No one's talking about it now.
Except for us.
More. We are talking about it to a broader audience. raising awareness. And that's that.
Well, it happened, and it came and went.
It did.
And
but that guy's counting his money all the way to the bank, oh, he and we're still care. Angry about it on a podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He forgot about the day he shot it anyway.
Yeah.
He's working on a new movie right now.
Do you think that came out, and he was like, oh, yeah, I did that?
I don't think he even... I bet he didn't even share it. Do you think he shared it? It might have been in his contract to share it.
If it's... Yeah. That's probably... I'll bet you anything, if he didn't, he had it written out of his contract.
Yeah. I don't have to share
it. It's like, I'm not going
to
share. That's not funny.
I mean, he must have thought it was going to be a good idea. Like, they must have really, like...
Do you have wind,
they must have sweetened it up. They must have been like, dude, everyone's going to
we'll
love
let you
this.
Keep the truck.
We'll let you keep the truck and the treadmill and shoes.
Dude, the PA... I used to have a PA system in my 93 Toyota Corolla when I was in high school. My cousin Mike put it in.
Oh, me too. I used to have... Well, not in really? My... Not in my own car, but my friends had a PA system in their car.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun with it.
It was only fun.
Did you have like the cow sounds and the frog sounds and stuff like that?
No. We just had mouth sounds.
Okay. My friend had one that had like different animal sounds.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up like upgrading the speaker system to be incredibly loud.
Okay.
Yeah. And we would go into the parking structure at Hollywood and Highland.
Uh-huh.
Back when it was the Kodak Center.
Yeah.
And we would drive around the parking lot with cow noises as loud as you could go, and like like frog ribbit sounds.
And what ribbit, were the reactions? Ribbit.
And it just, it was so loud it was setting off car alarms. Just frog ribbiting sounds coming from
that sounds
car.
Fucking terrifying.
It like, what's the difference between that and blasting your jams? Literally nothing.
A lot.
Okay, tell me how.
Well, one is a like a song.
Yeah, but what if you don't like that kind of music?
So it's either your choices are listen to songs or ribbits?
I'm saying, what's the difference between a person who doesn't like loud, like loud, a specific type of music?
Yeah.
In a parking garage that's... like the bass is like hurting your larynx?
Yeah. It's so loud it hurts your throat.
It's so loud it hurts your throat. You need a cough drop.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference between that and a giant frog sound?
Well, one is a frog sound.
Right.
But I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's so funny that it was setting off alarms.
Yeah,
though.
It was great.
We used to go real late at night. We would talk to people at all stoplights.
Perfect.
Obviously. Like, how about these stoplights, man? You remember the last one? That kind of thing. And then I remember this one night, me and the soccer team went out. I wasn't on it. We just used to hang out. No, I was captain of JV. Humble. And so I took these guys for a spin after a pasta party or some shit like that. And we went to the middle school, and there were tennis courts that were lit at night. So people would go all hours of the night and play
tennis.
Were
they lit AF?
They were lit AF at night, lit 8 a.m. So there were these two kids playing. One was a white kid in a do-rag, and then another one was just a regular-looking kid. And so we rolled up, and it's just their bikes, the tennis players' bikes, and our car. And it had to be like 11:30 at night. So we rolled up, and we started like commentating. And keeping score to their tennis match.
Were they mad?
They were very upset. So the tennis courts, if you can imagine this, are right by the school, which you can kind of see from the street. But then there's like a long, where they play soccer, there's a long field and a hill where everybody goes sledding. And the main street is a good 100 yards at least away from these tennis courts. So after they got mad at us in the parking lot, we knew they were mad because the white kid with a do-rag threw his racket at the fence towards us.
Okay.
Really only damaging his racket.
And doing nothing to
delaying his game.
Yeah.
He's probably losing.
Yeah.
And then we exited the parking lot, went around the school, went 100 yards away. 11:45 at night, mm-hmm. and started doing the same thing from across the field. Game, set, match. White kid, G-Rack.
And were you going like...
And now here comes the first serve.
Like, could you hear it laughing? Like laughing over the PA?
Oh, yeah. That and snide comments in between.
Dude, those are the best times when you're just like, fuck it, let's just laugh.
No consequences. Yeah.
This podcast is kind of like that.
Yeah.
This is the podcast version of yelling at people playing tennis.
I think the dream would be to play this podcast through a PA system.
At people playing tennis?
Or just
or down the street at 8 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's drive to Kevin Hart's house. And do an episode of Dynamic Banter through
Nike,
a PA system.
Nike, how much would you pay us to drive to Kevin Hart's house?
Let's do it, Mike.
Dude. Yeah,
let's
right,
go to
Reebok.
Okay, let's go to Reebok.
So smart.
And say, hey, Nike woke us the fuck up.
Yeah. How many pumps can you give us to
yeah,
do this?
I want classic pumps.
I want stuff that's hard to find even for you.
Dude, you reminded me. Oh, I want the aliens shoes. That's all I want. And dude, you reminded me that the other day I was blowing the Vuvuzela out my window again.
Sure, yeah.
And there was a guy. You see this little alleyway that you could see straight yeah. from my apartment? Uh-huh. There was a guy at the end of the alleyway walking uh-huh. his dog. And he like looked up as soon as I blew it and looked right at me
yeah.
and then flipped me off. Like I mean he must have thought I was blowing it at him.
Yeah, what a self-centered.
I know. Yeah. Like he thinks my Vuvuzela horn is about him.
The gall.
And by
was
the way,
he,
Mike,
can I tell you something? Was he the guy or ask you something?
Sure, you can ask me and
was he the guy who walks around the neighborhood like his dog?
You know
a
what?
Dude with a leather jacket no matter how hot.
Does he have long hair?
No.
Okay.
He has very short hair, and he walks a small pit bull who's kind of bow-legged, and then he walks bow-legged walking
oh,
it.
Oh, so the dog is walking him.
All, yes. And everyone who has a pet in this neighborhood looks exactly like
yeah,
pet.
Man. They're not kidding when they say your dogs look like you.
No.
You're not lying about it.
And it's a very trite thing to say, but it's I've never seen it. It's like we live in a goddamn simulation.
Most things that are repeated verbatim in pure perpetuity are correct.
That was my favorite sentence that you said.
Thanks, man.
That was great.
It's almost as good as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like
oh
Olympus above the Serengeti.
Saying sure as in a pop song.
Yeah.
Holy fucking, what a power
It's like
move
not
that
since
is.
The Beatles.
Have
they?
You,
have
they
you started
even
a sentence with
sure as? Wow.
I mean, the Beatles used to say whatever the fuck they want in
they
songs.
They were very proper with their heads
shaking.
They
certainly were.
There's so much out now, like, the Beatles weren't even that good. And of course you could say that 1,000 years later.
Of course.
There's so many people talking shit about the Beatles who had nothing to do.
I know, I hate it. It's
yeah,
like,
but it doesn't matter.
It is interesting, though, because most people who don't like the Beatles, I've heard from friends who have friends that don't like the Beatles that they were like, they like force them to give them a chance and uh-huh. listen to their discography proper. Mm-hmm. And like most of the time, there was like a positive response from that.
Well, they cover so many genres.
They certainly do.
It's like I understand they stole from Chuck Berry when they first started. Everyone steals when they first
everyone
start.
Steals from everyone.
Yeah.
That's just it. That's the bottom line.
Good artists borrow and bad artists steal. What's the thing? What's the Banksy?
That sounds right.
Something.
Mike, I do want to say that story about you yelling at tennis players
uh-huh.
sounds so much like you remembered something because of this memory water.
Huh. Interesting. Well, it's not memory water. Okay, I never said memory water.
I'm calling it memory water. So if they want to use it, they can.
I would love to sponsor this on the podcast right now. But that's exactly what you said might happen when I bought the thing.
Yeah.
What if it unlocks whomever? I'll also remember, I think I'll remember, that I had a gerbil at this time.
Whoa.
And during one of these pasta parties at my house, I picked up the gerbil and I was showing it to my friends. And then one of my asshole underclassmen made a loud noise and the gerbil shit and pissed in my hand.
Aw, it scared the gerbil?
It scared the shit out of my gerbil.
What is a pasta party?
Shut up and sit down.
Guys, this episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Quip. Mike, go ahead and eat some chips for this moment, because I'll tell you what, you have a moment to enjoy those chips. But let me tell you this.
You know why I could enjoy these chips?
Well, I was just going to get to why.
Sorry.
Because after you're done eating them, you could go right into your toilet room and brush your teeth with a Quip toothbrush.
I was going to say something similar, but not the same.
What is it going to be better?
Shorter.
Okay. Maybe next time I'll let you say it.
I could enjoy these chips through the magic of teeth.
Listen, guys. When it comes to your health, brushing your teeth is one of the most important parts of your day. You only get one pair of teeth. And Quip knows this, so they've combined dentistry and design to make a better electric toothbrush. It's basically just like the Apple product of toothbrushes. It's a wonderful electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibration into a slimmer design at a fraction of the cost of bulkier traditional electric brushes. And I'll tell you what, it ain't bulky. It's a thin boy. And I'll tell you what, you can stick it right to your damn mirror.
I do.
And it just sticks there like a space-age piece of equipment. Like if they have a new movie starring Jennifer Lawrence and Christopher Pratt, and they're in a spaceship making love together, and it's a great story that no one's ever seen before. I guarantee you, in that restroom, you'll see a Quip toothbrush. Because it looks like the type of design element you'd see in a future movie. Seamless cut. Guys, this is basically what Quip is. It's a subscription plan that refreshes your brush on a dentist-recommended schedule, delivering new brush heads every 3 months for just $5. And that includes free shipping worldwide. So guys, Quip starts at $25, and if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter, spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Guys, get on that Quip train, because you're going to miss the bus. And I'll tell you what, if you miss it, too legit to quit.
You got to take a train to a bus every once in a while. Can I say something organic and real?
Sure.
I've started brushing my teeth more now that this
Me too.
Brush my teeth 5 times a day.
I know. It's and it feels good.
Yeah, I'm trying to wear that battery down. And it buzzes. It teaches you how to brush. So
yeah,
it's like
it tells
outside.
You to stop brushing on that side. It stops.
Stop brush.
You hear a man in your mouth.
It'll come out.
It'll say, you'll hear it. You'll hear, stop. And I go, oh, shit.
I want you to stop.
Please stop.
Don't brush until it says so.
Stop moving your hand and stop brushing. What if it was that weirdly intricate and descriptive?
It was like a weird sex ASMR.
It goes like this. This is literally what happens while you're brushing your teeth.
Excuse me. It's time to stop brushing your teeth. Do you understand?
But it's like it's in your mouth, so yeah. It's extra loud in your head.
And it vibrates your skull. And it makes you see stars.
Why does it ask you if you understand?
Do you understand? I think if my toothbrush did that, I'd throw it into the trash. I'd never use it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
It's time to stop brushing your teeth. Do you understand?
You get it? Stop brushing your teeth, you freak.
You freak.
That's enough, you idiot.
It's your 8th time today.
Someone didn't read the book. You've been brushing too long.
You got no more gums left.
You've been brushing.
Holy shit, man. It's a great toothbrush. Who else we
It
have,
is
Steve?
A great brush. That's it.
Okay.
We only had one because last week we fucked up real bad.
Oops.
Well, I fucked up.
It's okay. When you fuck up, I fuck up. Because this is
Aww.
A team.
Mike.
Yeah.
That might be the sweetest thing I've ever heard you say in our entire friendship together.
I didn't mean that, though. Like, if something real bad goes down, I'm not going to take it.
History. history.
That bass playing bass player. Never mind. I guess the stuff doesn't work.
Doesn't work after all.
I was gonna say that bass line has raised more money for charity
than Jerry Lewis.
Any walkathon I've ever been to on.
History Road, How I Bungled It, from Jessica Ursino. Excuse me, there's a throat goblin. Hello, loud boy Steve, homeless Mike, and quietly choking Owen in the background.
All right.
My name is Jess Ursino from Australia, and I have a lel boy of a history road for this piece of shit podcast.
What the fuck? What an angry Australian.
This history road is entitled, Oh Fuck, I Bungled It. The story begins on a hot February morn.
Would it suit the history road to read it in an Australian accent?
Man, I just couldn't.
Okay.
I don't think I can. I was in my car.
All right, never mind.
Beginning my hour-long drive to Tim Tam Slam University.
University of Tim Tam Slam.
When I Bluetooth connected my phone to my radio for a nice little listen to my favorite B-boys. The drive started pretty well. Dynamic banter was off to a great start with Steve playing Christmas music far too late or early for Christmas time. Then, of course, the podcast came to a deafening silence. I thought to myself, oh, these boys doing their weird silent bit. I waited patiently, giggling to myself for the bit to end, half expecting to hear a quiet tittle from Mike. A tittle.
Bit of a tittle.
Team Tam.
Team Tam Slam Tittle.
Rise up lights. Rise up lights. The bit kept going and my laughter grew with the ongoing silence. This was the longest silent bit you boys have ever done. The clock kept ticking.
Hour and 45 minutes.
Until it reached the mark of 20 minutes. Impossible. I don't believe you. Wow, what a funny bit. However, suspicion set in. This is when I decided to check my radio and saw that my phone was no longer hooked up as my phone had gone flat.
Phone went a bit flat.
My phone got knickered and went flat.
Bit flat.
Tim Tam Slam.
Other ones.
In conclusion, you boys have fucked up my sense of humor so much that I genuinely laughed at absolute silence. No phone playing, alone in my car. This is my bungle story, and I hope you enjoyed it. It really wasn't all that interesting, to be honest.
No, I liked it.
Anyway, thanks for reading my history, Road Boys, and I would just like to say hello to my boyfriend, Connor. Sorry, no plugs. who showed me SourceFed 5 years ago and introduced me to you funny boys. Love you, boys. Love from Jess. P.S. If Cloverfields is now a segment on Dynamic Banter, does that mean a reoccurrence of Tweets and Queesten?
Oh, remember that? What? Sorry, drop a bucket of paint.
We need answers. I forgot about tweets and
tweets and creep. Good shit. Good, yeah. good dusty bit.
Yeah, way to dust off an old bit. Well, that's about it for us, Mike. You got anything to plug?
I sure do. And thank you for asking me when it's right on my phone.
And you're not
available.
You're not. Stalling for time.
I'm in the perfect spot to read it off my phone, and I'll start now. This Friday, which is tonight when you're listening to this, I'm at the world famous comedy store in the belly room where they put all the people who aren't as good as the people who play downstairs. Just kidding. It's going to be a great time. March 14th, which is a Wednesday, I'm at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood. Come check that out. I'll give you Elliot Morgan's personal phone number if you come to that show. And if you're not at that one, I'll still have that phone number in March 16th, which is a Friday. And that's the Friends and Friends show. Steve, you coming to that one?
Sure.
It's the crowd work show.
When is it?
My favorite day of every
Tell
month.
Tell me one more time.
Friday, March 16th. There'll be another
Ooh,
episode
I can't
of
make
Dynamic
it. I don't
Banter
feel good.
That's okay. You look great.
I won't feel good is what I'm trying to say.
March 25th. I'll be in Portland. Do you live in Portland? Do you feel in Portland? Come to this show, Mike Falzone Live at the Siren Theater. There's tickets for that on Eventbrite. If you go on MikeFalzone.com, you can get your tickets. April 5th, I'm at Flappers in Burbank. I'm in a million places in betwixt. And also, do you live in Missoula, Montana? I'll wait for your answer. Looks like I'm coming to the Roxy. I assume you said yes. Looks like I'm coming to the Roxy on the 30th. Details for that are getting squared away today. Look out for tickets on Eventbrite.com and MikeFalzone.com. Thank you.
Hey, you guys want to bring the instruments down from that hall, or?
You don't have to play.
You have to play all the way down there. You really want the mic down here while you do that down there?
Okay. Is that guy playing a Nintendo as his instrument?
Guys, I also have a plug. Well, I have several plugs. The Valley Folk has moved their live streams on Twitch to Wednesday nights. That's twitch.tv/thevalleyfolk. If you want to catch us playing games together, we play a lot of Jackbox games and such. And hopefully Mike will join us one of those nights.
I like seeing the t-shirts from the t-shirt war game.
Oh, it's so funny, dude. And I know you'd make a bunch of real funny ones.
You guys are great at Jackbox.
So don't forget to mark your calendars or just follow us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/TheValleyFolk and you'll be notified via email or something when we go live.
If you go to twitch.com/DynamicBanter, you'll notice that there isn't one. But me and Steve and the Valley Folk, we all have our separate ones.
And guys, the Valley Folk is heading to Phoenix, Arizona. That's right. Phoenix, Arizona, Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, April 29th. That's a Sunday.
Will Rick be there?
I fucking hope so. I'd love to shake that man's hand for allowing us to come. Guys, we're doing a live show, and there's going to be all sorts of fun stuff. I'm bringing my music. I'm going to sing a new song for you guys. And Lee is probably going to do a PJ Gert thing, or I don't know. I know Elliot will do stand-up, probably.
Just bring the Jackbox stuff on stage.
We're going to bring Jackbox and play it live in front of everyone. No one in the audience gets to play. So guys, come to go to Ticketfly.com and type in the Valley Folk to get information on that show in Phoenix, Arizona, Sunday, April 29th. And you can get tickets that involve food, apparently. You can eat food while you watch us. Hope nobody chokes to death.
You can eat the tickets.
And afterwards, we're doing a little meet and greet, and we're going to talk to everyone and shake hands and give kisses and whatever else you guys are looking for. So please come to that show. That'd be great.
Sounds like a great time, Steve.
Thank you, Michael. And so that's it for the show, guys. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Boy, did I have such a fun time.
If you're looking for Dynamic Banter t-shirts or sweatshirts or anything, or wear or posters, which are t-shirts that your wall wears, go on dynamicbanter.com/clothing for all that stuff. No, dynamicbanter.clothing. For all that stuff.
And I got a hoodie, a Dynamic Banter hoodie that Byron sent me. And fuck, it's so soft.
Fuck, it's soft.
Fuck, it is so soft.
First thing you say right out of the box.
My mom gave me a hug and she said, fuck, that's soft.
I've been down on our very popular street where all these pets come back and forth. And I hugged somebody's puppy and the puppy looked right...
Right into
right
your
eyes. He said, fuck that soft.
A dog said it.
A dog
you
said it.
You witnessed a dog
mouth.
Say it and you saw his mouth open and everything?
Saw his eyes.
And it moved. His mouth moved.
Yeah.
And a... It didn't look like a CGI cartoon?
I haven't seen a movie in a long time, but I don't think it was CGI.
Did it look pretty real?
I said, fuck it, soft.
Did you look at the owner as soon as that happened? Or?
Yeah, I said, does he normally do this? Or?
And then what happened?
Owner was on the phone.
Did you look back at the dog?
Looked back at the dog.
Did it look at you? Was it still looking at
you? He was looking at the sweatshirt still. Just trying to get over how soft it was.
Did he say anything else?
No, they took off after that.
Did he look back at you?
He looked back at the owner like, why don't you have one of these? And then he went like this. And then he left.
Do you think that's an incredible thing you witnessed that you probably should have told someone about?
I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. We appreciate your patronage. We appreciate you. And if you...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.